you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Testing, Kiria.
Hi. Testing, 1, 2, is it working? Hello. How are you doing? Are you good?
Good? A bit hay fever.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll keep it short. I mean, I could go on about how I'm doing at the moment.
I'm getting a bit allergic as well, actually.
Well, apparently the pollen count is the highest it's been in ages.
I wouldn't, yeah.
That's a solid fact for everyone.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually, because a lot of eczema is appearing on my body, and it's not very nice.
Well, I'm giving the dogs daily dips, actually, in Epsom salts to help their skin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's in a big bucket on the deck, which warms up during the day, and they actually really like it. I just dip them in, take them out.
What a relaxing...
Yeah, it's a nice little... It's like a beauty spa for dogs at the end of the day.
Amazing. This is Who Arted.
I know.
And it's time to get into it.
It's the last one for the year as well. Okay, so on today's show we have Olivia Boswell from the Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. She'll be chatting with me and all of us about what they have planned for summer. Hi, welcome Olivia.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, what a lovely radio voice you have.
Oh, cheers, well, who would have thought?
Okay, well, I'm just going to paraphrase some of Rana Davenport's writing from the site here.
So that's our director.
Yes, so that's the director. Auckland Art Gallery is a cultural leader. Its purpose is to be a place for art and a catalyst for ideas. It often offers experiences that strengthen and enrich our communities. It values collaboration and dialogue. With multiple of exhibition spaces spreading across 3 levels, it has the largest and most inspiring visual arts experience in Aotearoa. I might have paraphrased that a bit strangely. And it's got a collection with over 16,000 artworks, which include major holdings of New Zealand, historic, modern and contemporary art, alongside outstanding works by Māori and Pacific artists. You represent significant international painting, sculpture and print collections. As the fastest growing city in Australasia, Auckland has strong Māori, Pacific and expanding Asian demographics, and in this context the gallery plays a vital role as the inclusive hub for creativity for Auckland's diverse communities. So, all that in mind, what are your Christmas hours?
Let's just take it back.
Yeah, let's just summed everything up there. So,
thank you. Isn't she eloquent? So over Christmas, we are open every day, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., aside from Christmas Day, because our gallery assistants need a break.
What about New Year's Day?
Yep, we are open 364 days a year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, we are committed to our tourist audience,
yes.
International people who visit Auckland from around the world, and holidays don't mean as much to them as they do to us when we're here living in the country.
Yep.
And about 60% of our audiences are from overseas, so it's important for them that we're open on those public holidays.
Well, it's absolutely a go-to for any overseas visitor, isn't it, the gallery?
Absolutely, but also for Auckland audiences, and it is fully air-conditioned, so it's excellent in those hot, humid summer hours.
And it's got a nice cafe as well.
Yeah, lovely cafe.
Yep.
And a gift
cool
shop.
Yeah, I was about to say, a cool gift shop, but we're not talking about art. Let's move on to the art. So activities and whatnot over summer and the current shows you've got on, so people, know what's on, what they can see, and what's happening in
sure.
January as well. So imagining you've got nothing coming up before Christmas.
No, it's a slow decline into Christmas, I suppose. We've got all of our exhibitions that are on, which is the full gallery's open at the moment. We've got the Obliteration Room, which I think we can talk about in a moment.
Oh, yes.
The Corsini Collection, yeah. Michael Stevenson, the Judy Miller Rock Drop, which I think you've seen and love.
Yep. Yeah,
that right?
That's great. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I actually helped a bit with that.
Oh.
I held a piece. Pretty much it wouldn't be there without that particular bit of input.
I'm sure it wouldn't be.
I also gave everyone some water as well.
It's an important job.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
someone
you contributed.
Has to do it. Yeah.
Anyway. We're all about collaboration.
Collaborated. tell us about tell us about, just quickly, I know that there's a workshop on in the summer for a painting workshop called William Hodges, and that's on the 28th, Sunday the 28th of Jan at 10:30, from 10:30 to 1 p.m.
Yes.
Which I think sounds totally awesome because it's like a nice day of painting, I'm imagining.
Yes. So last year we started up our membership, Auckland Art Gallery membership program, and it is extremely well priced, $50, and you will get free entry into all of our paid exhibitions.
For the whole year? Oh,
for the whole year.
Whoa.
That's
it's a steal.
Very, very good deal.
In fact, I think it might even be $40 for students.
I'm not a student, but I
will be next year. So I mean,
and part of the membership program, we put on events for members to come along to, I guess, to kind of enrich the art experience. And in at the end of January, we've got this workshop, which is based on an essentially you come and you just get to paint, you learn how to paint kind of the basics. It's based on William Hodges' painting called Dusky Bay in New Zealand, which we have in the gallery, and we think it is actually the oldest artwork to be completed in New Zealand by a...
Is that 1773?
That's the one.
Oh my goodness.
It's actually painted on a piece of wood from Captain Cook's ship.
Oh my gosh.
Which is pretty amazing. And so it's really chill morning. Come in and work from this artwork and kind of it's paint it essentially.
And wood and paints are supplied.
Everything's supplied.
And
wood from Captain Cook's ship is supplied.
Awesome. I'm going to make sure that gets syndicated.
So that's on Sunday the 28th of Jan.
And are people, will that be seated outside in the near the Albert Park, or is that an inside
It'll
room?
Be an indoors. Okay. Yeah, I think actually in one of the exhibition spaces, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what's on at the moment?
So at the moment, well, we are coming to the last few weeks of the Corsini collection, A Window on Renaissance Florence, which has been a really successful exhibition over the last couple of months. Essentially, it's this insane family from... the family's not insane, sorry. Amazing family from Florence in Italy. They were willing to share their private art collection with Auckland Art Gallery. And it includes Botticelli's, Caravaggio's.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I was just learning a bit more about Caravaggio the other day. Very interesting.
Yes.
And I didn't realise he was on the run for stabbing someone to death.
Yes, yes. And then
he got stabbed to death.
That's right.
His face got stabbed so many times that okay, all right. Okay. Is that too much?
No, it's not too much.
Did you not know that?
I knew he got stabbed to death. I didn't realise it was facial wounds.
He got attacked in his face, and then he died from an because he couldn't go to the hospital because he's on the run. I've probably got my facts really wrong right now.
No, it's not. You're not too wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Obliteration Room, which I've been seeing photos of, which of course... Tell us about that.
Yeah, social media has gone kind of crazy for the Obliteration Room. I don't think I've ever seen so many bloggers with their boyfriend photographers in the gallery before. The Obliteration Room is an installation by an artist called Yayoi Kusama, a Japanese artist. It's travelled around the world, and we're really lucky to have it here in New Zealand now. Essentially, what it is a white space, a fully domestic white space, which we've created in the gallery, Pacific inspired space, which is the first time that's been done in the artwork's history, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we've got kind of we worked with our one of our Pacific staff members to kind of really invigorate it, make it so that people from Auckland and around the country would feel comfortable coming into it.
Yeah.
Visitors are given a sheet of colourful dot stickers on arrival, and they can obliterate the room with the stickers as they arrive, as they enter the room.
How long is that one up for?
That's open until April, at which time we think that there'll be no white space in the whole room. So
yeah, I've noticed people are already doing quite arty things by layering their stickers.
Yes.
So that they've got like little targety coloured things.
Yeah, no, it's great. Definitely... Excellent photo opportunity, if that's your thing.
Yeah, I've seen.
But the idea behind it is that the artist, when she was younger, she had a kind of
Hallucination.
Thank you. Hallucination, yeah. Where she started seeing everything in her world covered in dots.
Yeah.
And essentially she wanted to kind of give that experience to visitors to the artwork, but it's also that it didn't have to be something negative, it can be something joyful as well. So
I saw a video of her talking about it and how she believes that art is, as I do, is just the way forward of actually generating love and world peace and all that sort of thing. So collaboration in that way is really nice and potent. Have you seen some of her early works? She's got some really cool stuff where she's painted dots on horses and stuff.
And on herself and her naked body.
She's so rad.
She is rad. So that's the Obliteration Room. It's free.
Brilliant.
We also have Michael Stevenson, Serene Velocity and Practice, MC510 and CS183. That's a mouthful.
Yes. And instead of sound, what is...
So... What is Serene Velocity in Practice? It is Michael Stevenson's probably one of New Zealand's most internationally well-known and respected artists. It's a real privilege that we have an artwork, have an exhibition of his here in New Zealand. He has looked at two kind of tertiary education courses that happened independent of each other in the States. One was... based on John Wimber, who is a one of the starters of the Vineyard movement, and it was about creating miracles, learning how to create miracles.
What's the the Vineyard movement?
Vineyard Church movement, so a Christian evangelical movement. So that's what one of them is based on, and the other one is based on a Peter Thiel course that he taught about essentially. Eradicating old ideas from the technology kind of world and embracing new ideas. So in a way, they're both about like miracles, creating miracles of technology, creating miracles of spirituality. And he's kind of incarnated these ideas into two classrooms, in a sense, which are actually built inside the gallery on level two.
Cool. Are they, okay, quick questions about them, just real quick, because we're running out of time. Are they interactive?
No.
Do they make noise?
Nope.
Okay.
They're just for looking at.
I'm so bitterly disappointed. No, and are they free?
Yes, they're free.
Okay, so we're pretty much running out of time, but what just quickly, what's coming? What other little things are on in January?
Also, we've got the AUT animated short films.
Oh, awesome.
So they're on from Boxing Day through to February every day, 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
That's a really good way to keep the kids quiet for a couple of hours.
Exactly. Yep. So come into the auditorium. That's free. And we've also got the Collective Women, the Feminist Art Archives from the 1970s to the 1990s, an exhibition which has just opened.
Yes, that looks super rad. I saw that.
Yep. And we also... In late February, we have got Manifesto by Julian Roosevelt opening as part of the Auckland Arts Festival, which is very exciting.
Which we will definitely talk about and get you back on for that. Okay, well, we've run out of time, but I just want to say thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming up. Have a lovely holiday on the one day you get off a year.
Thank you.
And for all our listeners out there, Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki is on the corner of Kitchener and Wellesley Streets, as I'm sure you'll know. Get over and check it out on Sunday. Go to aucklandartgallery.com for more info. It's open every day from 5.
It's free.
From 10 till 5 p.m. and it's free entry, so get to it.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.